37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here today from 6 until 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He gets back about midweek from Alaska, having a great time out there. But, you know, he's enjoying himself on vacation, so I'm filling in for him. I was here last week. I'm here this week. Be here till about 10 o'clock. But don't fret. He will be back next week. And he'll be coming at you live again from 6 to 10 next week on the Eastern Time. Now, if you guys have any gardening questions, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Try to answer everything I can about gardening for you. Do the best I can with what I got here. Been in the industry a long time, following my father's footsteps, so I know a good amount, but not as much as him. Father does know best, so you know, I'm not there yet. Well, we got a couple interviews today. One of them at 7 o'clock with Ken Kukurowski. He's going to be giving us some information about Bayer products. Seems to be every time my father goes on vacation, Ken and I get to have a conversation on the air about Bayer products. The great products out there. They're usually the company that comes out with a lot of the different products to use for your garden. And then the industry follows from there. But Bayer has some great products. Again, it'll be Ken Kukurowski at about 7 o'clock. We'll be talking with him to get some more information. And other than that, we'll be here answering all your questions at 855-660-4261. It's a little chilly out there, but it's going to get warm. Forecast for this week, I see, is going to be in the mid to upper 80s all week. It's been a little weird. We've had about 2-3 weeks of fall in summer, and now we're going to get summer back. It's almost like the Indian summer has come early, even though it's still summer. But we'll see what happens. It means it's going to be out there. It's going to be warm. You know, you could see some of your garden start to dry out a little quicker, so this week should be something just to watch out, see what's going out there, and you know, take an extra eye out there just to make sure that everything's looking good and being taken care of. That way, you know, this heat's going to catch a lot of plants off guard this week. Started to get cool, so I've even seen some different trees start to slowly turn their leaves. I mean, that cold weather that we've been having has really, really just thrown a lot of things off. It's great sleeping weather, I'll tell you that much, but from mid-August, it's a little early for our plants out there, so, you know, there might be a little bit of a shock out there to some plants. You'll be able to tell right away in the middle of the week. You know, I'm thinking, I thought I saw like 85 to 88, 89 degrees. So it's going to feel like a heat wave. So just make sure you take care of your plants out there. Make sure they're getting that water that they need. I know we've been talking last week. There was a lot of water damage, you know, mold, fungus, that type of thing. But this is what happens at this time of year when it gets cool, and if we had any rain in the past week or so, and then it gets the humidity, sometimes you'll see fungus come back out and be out on the plants and that type of thing. So just keep an eye out, because the humidity is what will pull some of it out. A lot of times this time of year, we're pretty safe when it comes to that. But, you know, we usually don't have weather like this. This has been a very odd year for weather. I mean, the amount of rain we've had, the heat early, I don't want to say beginning of June, you know, I have a heat wave, and then it got cool, and then it got hot, and now it was cool for the past couple of days. I mean, it was 52 degrees this morning when I woke up here, and, I mean, that's a little cool for a summer, for August 18th. Usually a lot warmer than this. So, you know, there could be some different things coming out in the garden this week, just because of the humidity from the heat and the cool weather that we've had this past 2 weeks. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all the gardening questions. This time of year, we're about time when you can start putting the lawn in again. You know, usually it's starting to cool down, not do this cool down and heat like I just was talking about. But at the end of August, beginning of September, they actually do say that's the best time to be putting the lawn in. You know, last week in August, beginning of September, all of September, October, depending upon the weather, you can even do it into November. I've actually seen people put seed down in December. We've had years like that, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. But, you know, we have had years like that when people have been able to put seed down in December. But it's the best time to be putting seed down because it's, you know, the seed will actually get to focus a little bit more on its roots instead of just its shoots. Because the plant is starting to build up all of its energy for the winter. It also, when you're putting the seed down at this time, a lot of weeds have gone dormant later in the season, so that the seed from the grass seed, doesn't have as many weeds to compete with. So it takes up a little bit more of a space. So, you know, if you have some weeds right now, this might be the time to get rid of them. Because a lot of products take about 2 weeks before you can reseed. A lot of products that you would use to kill the different weeds that you have in the lawn right now. And a lot of people are seeing crabgrass out there. You know, this would be the time to be using the weed beater crabgrass control. I love that stuff. It's a hose end version. You attach it right to the hose, spray it all over the lawn, and you're going to spray it all over the crabgrass, that type of thing. It does take a little bit of time to kill it. It's not like a, instant kill or a right overnight type kill. It does take a little bit of time to use, but this would be the time to be doing it. The heat that we're getting this week actually is perfect to be, you know, if you're using a Roundup type product or Cleanup or any of the products like that. It likes the heat to actually, it'll kill the weeds a little bit quicker. The heat will dehydrate the plant because that's what you're using. You're using a product that will help dehydrate the plant and end up inevitably killing it. So the heat helps that process, speeds it up a little bit. This would be the time to be doing that. And then again, in about 2 weeks, you know, once everything's gone through the system of the soil, that's the time you're going to be able to be putting your seed down to start a lawn. So, you know, this week would be a great week to get out there and get the lawn started for reseeding. Because a lot of times, like products like Cleanup will tell you, you can reseed in about 10 to 14 days. And you definitely want to be waiting that time. You don't want to spend your hard-earned money, you know, spraying for weeds and then putting seed down, because the Roundup or the glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Cleanup, is going to be still in the system. It takes a little bit of time for it to go through the soil. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to go out, spend the money on both those products, put them down, and then nothing happen. So this is one of the things that you should be doing at this time. Another thing you should be doing if you're going to be doing a lawn, definitely be doing a soil sample. Try to get a soil sample out there and bring it into your local garden center. See if they actually do send it away or if they have products, that type of thing. Because you want to check out your pH. You want to check out the different levels. You want to see where you're at. A lot of times in this, you know, in the where I'm from in Peabody, that Peabody area, I get a lot of soil samples that come in, and they're usually the pH is around 6, 5.8 to 6.1, that type of thing. And we want a higher pH to get a better lawn. So the checking out to see what you're working with doesn't hurt. It actually makes it a little bit easier for you. That way you can see what you're dealing with. You know exactly which fertilizers you should be going a little bit heavier on, ones you should be a little bit lighter on, how much lime you should be putting down, when you should be putting it down. Should you be using a fast-acting lime? Should you be using a regular lime? There's a lot of different things that it can tell you. I love getting the soil samples because you can look at it. And I had somebody last week come in, and they said, you know, we're just checking to see what's going on. You know, we have a really good lawn, but we do this, and it seemed like it was a long list of things to do. And I noticed one thing on there, and I said, if we fix this, we're going to be able to cut down on some of the stuff you're doing so you can actually enjoy the lawn instead of just manicuring it all the time. So you can find the little things just to help people out on the pH test. So it is a really good thing to do. Just gives you a lot of information out there. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time to be answering all your gardening questions. So give us a call and try, and we'll help you out.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to be answering all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll try to do everything we can to help you out. There's a lot of things going on out in the yard this time of year. So be sure to help you out and give you some information. Tom, let's go into the phone lines. Who's up first today?
First up, we've got Pamela from New Hampshire with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I just wondered, I planted this Rose of Sharon in the spring of 2012, and this year it's about 4 feet high, but it didn't get any blossoms on it. So I'm wondering, next spring, what could I do to get it to blossom? And I also wondered, at the end of this season, what should I do to it? Do I need to cut it back or anything like that?
All right, Pamela. With the Rose of Sharon, it's one of those plants that, you know, you wait and you wait and you wait all spring, and you think that it's not alive, and all of a sudden, it, you know, when you think it's dead, it actually pops up and then starts showing its leaves, that types of thing. It should have already been blooming at this time of year. The weather that we've had could have actually affected it a little bit. Sometimes with Rose of Sharon, when you get them, transplant them, even though you bought it from a garden center or something along those lines and put it in, there is that transplanting. So there might have been a little bit of a shock there. Sometimes it does take a couple years for it to blossom, especially while it's trying to get used to its new location, that type of thing. Did you get you must have gotten the bush form of Rose of Sharon?
Bush form? I really don't know, because I got it at a church fair.
Okay.
I don't know. It just said Rose of Sharon on it.
Okay. You said it's about 4 feet tall right now?
Yes. But when I got it, was all, when I got it, it was like less than a foot.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad thing. A lot of these Rose of Sharon will get 4 to 6, 6 to 8 feet, depending upon the variety that you got.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it is growing. It's growing a little, you know, it's growing pretty quick for you. Obviously, you put it in 2012, and, well, it's, you know, only a year later, and it's grown about 3 feet since you got it, so that, you know, it is working on that. So that's probably one of the things that's happening with the Rose of Sharon, is it's focusing on its growth first, trying to get big for you, and get the, you know, fill out that area instead of just putting out blossoms, a couple here and there in its first year, and then going to the, you know, getting bigger slowly, etc. But like I said, sometimes it does take a little bit of time for it to get established before it will actually get full blossoms for you. One of the things you should do is you should look into fertilizing that this fall with like a, you could be using a plant tone, or be using a plant tone from a Espoma. Give it a little bit of something, because what it does is it puts some energy back into the plant for the winter so that it can develop a nicer root system underneath you, underneath the plant there. That way next year, its root system, what it'll do is it'll have a bigger root system, which will allow it to get more nutrients, which will allow it to have better blossoms, that type of thing. And then what you want to do in the spring is you're going to want to actually give it some all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 in the spring. Give it a little kickstart to get it going for the year. That'll help it. But it actually might take a couple years for it to get developed like that, especially if you bought it, you know, as a small plant at like a church fair like that. You know, it's usually sometimes it's a cutting or it's just been propagated, that type of thing. So, you know, it does take a little bit of time.
Okay. And is there anything I need to do, you know, before winter?
Not really with the Rose of Sharon. You want it to get some height and that type of thing. If you're worried that it's too big, one of the things you can do later in the season, when I say later in the season, I'm talking like November-ish, you could just put a little tie around it, take some of that jute twine, it's like the, you know, biodegradable type of twine. You can tie it to keep it, you know, from falling over during the winter, that type of thing, stake it if you will. But that's really a few things that you could do if you're really concerned about for the winter. But other than that, it's not a lot of work for you.
Okay.
And we thank you for the phone call, Pamela. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of
food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. My father Paul will be back next week. He is in Alaska for his for a vacation of 12 days. He's been there, and I think right now they're in Denali. They're in Denali Park the other day, and they're telling me that the views and everything is beautiful. They love it out there. They've been a few times. They're with a group of listeners, so I do have to say, next time they go to Alaska, you gotta go. It's something. You know, you hear a lot about bucket lists. This is definitely one of those things. But he will be back next week. So you can give him a call next week, or you can even give me a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jay from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Jay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing? We have a couple of oak leaf hydrangeas,
snowflake variety.
Okay.
And they've never bloomed. They're great leaves, great growth, but we can't get any flower out of them.
Okay. How long have you had them, Jay?
We've had them for probably 5 years.
Okay. Now, do you cut them back at all during the year? At the end of the year?
No.
You don't touch them?
No.
Okay. Now, is it in an area where it's a lot of sun, a lot of shade, a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both, yeah. It's part
okay. Sun. So it seems like, you know, you've given it a lot of the conditions. You've done the right things here. One of the things you could be doing with this hydrangea is you can do a little bit of a root pruning for this hydrangea. Out where the drip edge of the plant is.
Mm-hmm.
So the drip edge of the plant is as far out as the leaves go and straight down there. So what you can do is make a circle around it and kind of cut up some of the root system. Basically by just taking a shovel, putting it straight down into the soil, moving it back and forth once or twice, then going a little bit. Not making a perfect circle, but going around doing a few cuts here and there just to give it a little something, saying, hey, you know, I like the root system that you're taking care of. We're giving great shoots, but we're not really getting the flowers that we're looking for.
Okay.
So that could have a little bit to help it. At the same time, what I'd like you to be doing is to be feeding it a little bit. There's a product out there from Espoma. It's a Biotone starter. It's got mycorrhizae into the granules. You put something in that, you put that into the soil, and it actually helps rejuvenate a little bit, give it a little bit of kick, make those roots a little bit stronger. What that mycorrhizae does is it's actually a beneficial fungus that attacks the root system in a beneficial way, where it takes the roots and actually makes them stronger. It makes all the roots have like the little white hairs, and those will actually pull better nutrients out of the soil and actually allow it to get the nutrients it needs to help produce the flowers, help produce the shoots that are on the plant as well. And then what I'd like to see you do in the spring is give it some 10-10-10, maybe around, you know, beginning to middle of April.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, once that happens, I want you to wait 6 weeks and hit it again with some 10-10-10. That way you're kind of giving it a little bit of extra food. You're giving it all purpose. You're giving it the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium that it needs to help produce these flowers. Another thing you can be doing is, at that point, you might want to take a look at using some sort of, like, bloom booster. They usually start to flower about end of July, beginning of August, when they start to flower the heaviest.
Okay.
So what you can do, you know, a couple weeks prior to that is use a product like Bloom Booster. Bonide has a product like that. Miracle-Gro, it's called Miracle-Gro Bloom Booster. Mm-hmm. It has a very high middle number. Middle number will help with the root system, but it'll help with the flowers.
Okay.
So that might be something to do for the spring, not the spring, the, you know, end of June, beginning of July, to just give it a little something. Say, hey, you know, I'm giving you all these nutrients. You better give me something back because, you know, spent a lot of time on there. So just a few easy steps like that should allow you to get some more blossoms. You could even try the Bloom Booster at this time. I mean, we're getting some heat next week.
Okay.
So it might not hurt to try it, see what could happen.
Okay.
Have you seen any types of blossoms coming up?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Just great leaves, but nothing.
Okay. You know, that might, you know, like I said, it is something that you're going to probably have to give it some food and try to push the second number on the three numbers of the package that you would buy with the fertilizer. That's going to help with the root system, and it's also going to help with the flowers.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
And we thank you for the phone call, Jay. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from Gilmington, New Hampshire, with a question about fertilizer.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I was given half a pickup load of fresh cow manure last spring. And I did use it in my butternut squash. I scooped it out, put some in. Butternut. Boy, they're growing like that. But can I use it on my fruit trees? And also, can I use it on blueberry bushes? Is it sweet or sour when you put this stuff around?
There's definitely something you can be adding to the soil. Organic matter like that always helps plant material just to get going. Go ahead.
I could say the fruit trees, they're probably about 3 years old now. They're bearing some fruit, you know. So I just went ahead. A friend of mine who had cows, he used to put it around his fruit trees. I just never noticed whether they're doing a great job or not.
Well, I think it's not going to hurt you to be putting them around the fruit trees at all.
Okay, you can definitely burn anything or anything like that, the roots.
No, if you put too much, it could. You don't want to, go in there and take about, 6 or 8 inches and put it around the fruit trees like that. You want to just add a little bit of it to the areas, kind of mix it into the soil a little bit if you can on the top area, not just let it sit on top. I don't know if you've ever heard of there's a garden weasel. It's like a rototiller by hand, but it doesn't really go deep. It just kind of loosens the soil up a little bit. That might be something you can use around it, and you can put the soil, you can put the cow manure down and mix it in with that. Or you could just, take a pitchfork and kind of, poke a few holes in the ground and kind of allow it to go into there in that area, being cautious of going too close to the stem. You don't want to get to, the main root system. A lot of times when you're putting anything, fertilizer, that type of thing, it's the drip edge of the trees or shrub that you put the fertilizer in. So you want to go a little bit further out. You don't want to be so close to the trunk itself. So if the tree has a span, 4 feet wide, so you're going to go 2 feet out from the trunk on either side, and that's where you're going to start putting some of that cow manure in, mixing it into the soil, because it's going to be able to get to the root system and feed it a little more at that point.
Yeah. Now, are we getting too late to fertilize? I've been using triple 10 on some of the trees. Is it too late to fertilize them, or are we still okay?
You can give them a little bit more of the 10-10-10 at this point. A lot of times what will happen is, mid-September, end of September, a lot of the trees and shrubs will actually want a little bit of fertilizer just so they can help store some of the nutrients up for the winter. A lot of evergreens will take Holytone in the spring and in the fall. Something like your fruit trees you could do in the spring and in the fall, like a tree tone fertilizer. It's not as heavy as a 10-10-10. I believe it's like a 4-4-3 or something along those lines. But what it's meant to do is help it help produce some of the nutrients and put it into the soil and help it for the next year.
Okay. Well, I thank you very, very much. You've been a big help.
We thank you for the phone call, Ray.
All right. Thank you.
You, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I was telling Ray there, it's not too late to be fertilizing in the season. 10-10-10, this might be the last time you can do it right at around this time to give it a little bit more for those plants that are, blooming at this time or still growing, that type of thing. But, fertilizer like that will take about 6 weeks in the system, in the soil, before it goes, starts to really fade away and it would need its next boost. But a lot of times, a lot of plants actually would love to have fertilizer in the fall period, as it's helping store up some of the nutrients, be stronger for the winter. You never know what the winter is going to happen. You don't know if we're going to have like 10 feet of snow over the winter, or if we're just going to have, no snow and rain, or if it would snow, it'll go away the next day, that type of thing. You never know. So the plants are trying to get those nutrients into its system so that way that it can produce more for you in the next year and the years to come. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. like I've been saying, this is a perfect time to be doing some reseeding in the next couple weeks, getting rid of all the weeds right now, that type of thing. But it is something, you know, this time of year, it reminds you to be putting down, like, the flea and tick control. It's a good time to be putting something like this. You know, the ticks are still out there. They've been affecting the, you know, the lawn and that type of thing, but they've been, you know, affecting yourself or your pets, children, that type of thing. There's a couple things you can be using out there. Bonide has a product. It's called Ant Flea and Tick Control. You can also be getting ready for, you know, that tick season. You can be spraying into the woods a little bit with 8 from Bonide. Be a great product to be putting out there. Last year I learned a little bit more of information about this, is that if you spray it into, you know, your first 10 to 15 feet of the woods with that hose end spray, 8 will actually help get rid of some of the ticks out there, help you for the future. So it is a great product. So, you know, that might be something to be thinking about this time of year also. It's almost time to be putting a second application of tick tubes out. I know next week my father will be talking with Ariana from Daminex Tick Tubes, giving some information about what you should be doing. But I know it's about that time again to be putting the tick tubes out. It's perfect time of year. It's a two-time-a-year type thing. So you definitely want to be looking into that. Tick tubes. I love the tick tubes. It's helping with the Lyme disease, taking care of it when it starts. You know, ticks have given a deer the bad name, the deer ticks. Everybody thinks it's the deer that are taking, you know, bringing the Lyme disease to you. But it's actually, you know, it actually starts with the mice, and that's what the Daminex tick tubes do. They'll, you know, you'll put them in areas where there's stone walls or underneath decks, that type of things. The cotton will actually be brought back to their nest and actually will help take care of the Lyme disease where it starts, which would be in the mice. So you get some more information next week. My father will be talking with Ariana from Tick Tubes. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to do everything we can to help you with your gardening questions.
Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent uses natural plant-based oils. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent uses the most diverse source of concentrated and essential oils. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent can repel the greatest variety of biting insects. This product has a pleasant odor and keeps mosquitoes, black flies, horseflies, and other biting insects away from you and your pets. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent keeps you and your pets more comfortable without DEET. Do you have aphids, scales, spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil will kill insect pests, but it contains no chemicals that are harmful to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up any resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so keep it working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center, hardware store, or home center near you. Visit ResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kevin from New Hampshire with a question about birch trees.
Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have two questions about trees. One was birch trees. I have a couple of acres of property, and over time we cleared some of it, and the birch trees, the white birch, have suckered back, and some of them have seeded in. But the ones that are coming up, they're like 15 or 20 feet tall now, but there doesn't appear to be any white birch trees. They're all brown, various colors of brown. They almost look like a black birch.
Are they like a still, or are they, not very thick? Are they very thin still, like about, like an inch caliper type tree, inch in diameter?
Some of them have gotten as thick as, maybe 4 to 5 inches thick. And
okay.
They seem to be whitening up. And I'm wondering, is that because they're suckers or seedlings, or what makes them turn whitening?
Well, there are different types of birches out there. The tree that you've gotten might have been a canoe birch, but there are a few different types of birches out there. Some of them will actually have brown type bark for a long period of time. They're not all that deep white. There's a river birch out there that has more exfoliating bark that will have some white, but it'll actually be more brown at times. The I believe the canoe birch, I want to say, has almost like a brownish gray type tint to the bark, that type of thing. So, you know, not all birches are that deep white. It's not necessarily the suckers. You know, if they were very, you know, deep white before when you were clearing them, you know, it could have something to do with the suckers, but at the same time, I want to say that, you know, they were a natural, this is their natural look to them. This could have been the ones that, you know, you could have caught them without realizing at the time that they were birches. So, you know, that could be the reason behind it.
Yeah, this one clump or that has grown was definitely white. I remembered it because where it was, so I've let the suckers grow because the big ones were too big, and now they're probably 20 feet tall and like I said, 4 inches in diameter, and but they're not white. I couldn't figure that out.
Not white at all. I mean, it does have it on something like that. Then it probably is the suckers. You've taken the main system that, you know, if you took down, you know, 20, 30 foot tall trees that were white. You know, you've taken a lot of the oomph out of it, if you will, lot of the nutrients out of it, and so the suckers will grow back. They'll grow, you know, from the side. They'll grow more straight up and down instead of at an angle, that type of thing. So what the sucker will do is it'll actually take what's left of the plant and build from there. So that could have a lot to do with it. So I would say, you know, it's the suckers. But at the same time, what you can try to do just to try and help it out a little bit is to be fertilizing a little bit.
Okay. When should I give up on them and just say they're not going to turn? I mean, how long would you wait?
I mean, how long has it been so far?
Oh, I'd say these are in there going on close to 10 years, maybe 8 to 10 years.
Well, if you're really looking for the white, you know, maybe what I would do is say next year, try to give them some fertilizer. Give them some fertilizer at this time of year, at the beginning of September, middle of September. Feed them with something. Then feed them again in the spring with like a 10-10-10. And then 6 weeks after that, see what happens. And if nothing's really starting to go, if you're not seeing any tint of white, I think, you know, you might want to throw the towel in and say, you know what, I, you know, gave it a valiant effort, but this isn't going to be turning white like you'd want.
Okay. And the other question I had was regarding hemlock.
Okay.
I have a bunch of hemlocks around, and some of them are getting too tall close to the house, and I wanted to cut them back, but they're like 20 feet tall. And if I cut them in half, these are now trees more than hedges. If I cut them back and leave like half the tree, will that survive?
It's really going to shock the tree a lot, especially if you cut it half from the top. It really could hurt it. It wouldn't be something I would suggest. I would suggest maybe by a third. Cutting it back by a third is the rule of thumb this year, and then a third next year. But if you take 10 feet off of a hemlock like that, you're really going to do more damage than help it. And we thank you for the phone call, Kevin.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.